There's a legal battle brewing in Nashua over $1 million in arts funding. A nonprofit called the Nashua Center for the Arts filed a petition in court this month to dissolve the organization. It wants to send the money left in its trust to the Currier Museum of Art in Manchester, but officials in Nashua are trying to stop that from happening. For more on this, we're joined by Nashua Telegraph reporter Damian Fisher, who's been covering the story. Good morning.
Good morning.
So can you tell us what the Nashua Center for the Arts is?
No one's really quite sure. They've been around since 1961, when they were first dedicated to the promotion of arts and sciences in the city of Nashua. They had a space on Spring Street in a house where they had exhibits. And sometime in about the 1990s, it dissolved. It had fallen on financial hard times. It was dormant for a while. Then in about 2003, when the Nashua Charitable Trust merged with the New Hampshire Charitable Trust, there was this money left over from the will of a woman named Edith Carter. She had given about $200,000 to the Nashua Charitable Trust to promote the arts in the city. So it was decided to revive the Nashua Center for the Arts so that they could manage this money. Today, that money's over $900,000, and I'm not sure exactly what they've been doing with it. Checking their tax records, they've been giving a little bit of money here and there to groups like the Rotary Club and the Boys and Girls Club, and I'm sure they're worthy endeavors, but I'm not sure what they do with the promotion of arts in the city.
So why are they dissolving? Have they given a reason?
Well, their reason is as long as the Currier Museum in Manchester and the Sea Science Center in Manchester exist, according to their court filings, there's no reason for them to exist. They should just send the money up there, and those organizations, specifically the Currier, can program arts for Nashua.
What's been the reaction in Nashua itself over this?
This has not been a popular move. Mayor Jim Donches is having the city attorney file in court to basically stop this. They would like to see the Nashua Center for the Arts reformed again with a new board dedicated to funding arts in the city. There is an arts and culture infrastructure in Nashua. The Symphony New Hampshire is located in Nashua. You've got the Peacock Players. Great American Downtown does a lot for the arts. There are a number of organizations that really could be promoting the arts in Nashua.
Are there people saying, look, we need to somehow funnel this money to those organizations?
Well, what they'd like to see is they'd like to see a new Nashua Center for the Arts handling this money and granting it to the organizations that are there. When I looked through the tax records, they gave to the Nashua Sculpture Symposium, and they gave some money to the Symphony New Hampshire, but those were the only two major arts organizations that it donated to on a regular basis. So I'm not sure, and talking to folks in the arts community in Nashua, this group really hasn't been a player. This move took people by surprise, mostly because I think a lot of folks didn't know that the Nashua Center for the Arts existed and that this money was there.
Has anyone questioned this organization and said, you know, why haven't you done more with this money? I mean, obviously, you're sitting on, close to $1 million here. It seems like it would be counterproductive to dissolve the organization.
It would be that they have not responded to any request to speak about this so far, except through their court filings.
And has the Courier stated what they would do with this money to help Nashua?
They have not, but according to the agreement and the court filings I've seen, they would be interested in putting on exhibits in Nashua, making some grants to Nashua organizations, and having programming up in Manchester for Nashua residents.
So what's the next step?
Well, the next step is up to the probate court to decide whether or not to allow the Nashua Center for the Arts to dissolve and send the money up to Manchester, or whether it will agree with the city and keep the organization going and as an entity in Nashua funding Nashua arts.
Nashua Telegraph reporter Damian Fisher, thanks so much for your time.